Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast, Sustainability, The Green Game. This podcast is brought to you by Bring Back Green Foundation. It is an initiative trying to resolve the climate crisis through active engagement of youth communities. This is your host Shahla, along with Akhilesh, the co-founder of Bring Back Green Foundation.
In this podcast, we discuss about humanity's war on climate change, aka the Green Game. We dive deep into curated topics and try to analyze solutions on various climate and social issues. So stay tuned and enjoy the path to discovery of a new world. In this episode, we are looking into ecofeminism and trying to see if we can use it as a suitable method to analyze our environmental action. In ecofeminism, we try to combine, re-examine, and augment the environmental and feminist movements. Ecofeminism, at its core, tries to reveal the connection between oppression of women and destruction of our environment. Primary claim of ecofeminism is that women's liberation is intertwined with the liberation of environment from human destruction.
And also, ecofeminist theory asserts that feminist perspective of ecology doesn't place women in the dominant position of power, but rather calls for a collaborative society in which there is no one dominant group. Conservationism, protectionism, the science of ecology are some of the major components in the political and ethical movement of environmentalism. Deep ecologists often contrast their own position with what they refer to as shallow ecology of other environmentalists. They contend that the mainstream ecological movement is concerned with various environmental issues such as pollution, overpopulation, etc., only to the extent that those issues have a negative effect on an area's ecology and disrupt human interest. According to deep ecology, the self should be understood as deeply connected with and as part of nature, not dissociated from it. Deep ecologists often call that conception of human nature an ecological self, and it represents humans acting and being in harmony with nature, not in opposition to it. Ecofeminism is indeed a very powerful and radical philosophy because it weds ecology and feminism. It attempts in its praxis to understand and challenge the current dominant patriarchal mindset so destructive to all life. This is a major strength. On the other hand, the term ecofeminism may be a limitation, preventing the philosophy from finding acceptance with the wider community. Mainstream society has never warmed to the ecology movement, as it is seen as anti-development and anti-jobs, an attitude which has been largely pushed by business, politicians, and the media.
However, why women? Why isn't climate change gender neutral? Let's look into what gender is. We can say gender is essentially made up, and how we present and move through the world is essentially determined by where we grew up and what our parents and family told us what we are. If the whole world recognized that our sex does not matter and it doesn't add up to the value we give to the world, then we wouldn't have a problem. However, that is not the case. In many cultures, places, and societies, women and men are considered and treated differently. Gender inequality exists and come along with a lot of complex and unwelcoming consequences. We had dealt with the impact of these inequalities in the previous episodes. It is because of these consequences that we had to consider ecofeminism as a lens through which we can judge and see environmental action. As we have learned, it is also not a completely structured framework. Because when we consider nature and gender together, we start to come across cracks which cannot be fixed.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. For more information on sustainability and how you can start a change, follow us on Instagram at bbg.initiative and visit our website bringbackgreen.com. Tune into our next episode. Until then, stay safe, stay green.